What's up, everyone? I'm Keith, sitting here with David and Spencer. This is Three Guys, One Up, where we talk about video games and shit. What's up, boys?
I'm David.
I'm a dude.
Oh. Dude. We're all dudes.
I was trying to explain to somebody the gender neutralness of the word dude.
I think Good Burger explained it the best.
You know, yeah, that song pretty much sums it up. Yeah. I'm a dude.
You're a dude.
She's a dude. We're all dudes.
Hey. All right, what's up, dudes? So, I wanted to talk to you boys today a bit about some shit going on in the streaming world. Because Twitch is all fucked up right now. And I don't know, as we get into this, we're mostly going to be talking about Twitch, and I've got a few things to say about a couple other streaming services, but like YouTube and stuff, I don't know if these DMCA strikes carry over into YouTube streamers, because so much music is on YouTube. I don't know how that works. YouTube is something else. I got to look into that. Anyway, we're going to be talking about Twitch and DMCA strikes and the plague that is going through that platform right now, which is really funny. They just had GlitchCon, and I'm going to start with this because one of the things they were talking about at GlitchCon was how awesome Twitch has been this year for music specifically, and how this platform has been really great for music. And in a way, it really has. It has a lot of artists on there that like DJs and stuff and musicians playing their music. And it's a great platform for them. But they're saying this amidst some of the most bans that have like ever happened on Twitch. You guys have, I know, have looked a bit into this because we were just talking a little bit about it. So I kind of want to hear from you guys about what you've found, and whatever you don't cover from what I've found, we'll get to that at the end. But we'll start out with David and
I'm David.
You're David. He's a dude.
David, sum it up, dude. Say something. Tell for you know all those people out there who definitely aren't me, explain this to them.
To them.
Those people who definitely don't know about this. Not me. I know all about this.
Well, and I know you guys aren't like the biggest stream watchers. I know David definitely watches a lot more YouTube than either of us, and I definitely watch a lot more Twitch than either of us. And I think Spencer masturbates a lot more than either of us. I don't know what he does with his time.
I mean,
tally it up. No, I got him beat. No.
No. The reason his groin looks like an old catcher's mitt at this point.
You got to oil that leather, bud.
Stop that. No. Is it the algorithm? Twitch is banning streamers for music clips specifically, right? That's what we were talking about in not live streams, but VODs that are left up. And I don't know what we came to. What's an average number of VODs for one of these big streamers that's been taken down, Keith?
I don't even know, to be perfectly honest. Like, number of actual videos is probably in the thousands. Because it's people like Co Carnage and who I know has been streaming for at least the past 5 years, Lyric, who's been streaming for over 8 years now, Voyboy, who got a ban we'll talk about later, has been streaming for about 8 years. Tim the Tatman has been streaming for almost 9 years. These people this is their career. They've made a career out of this. A lot of these guys that I'm talking about now are either in their late 20s or early 30s. This is their full-time job, and they make a lot of money doing it. And some of them have music playing in the background or music in the video games they play, because music is everywhere. And yeah, there. So some of the scariness of this is that even Twitch wasn't told specifics of anything. They were just issued thousands of strikes all of a sudden. Like, I think up until May of this year, they had only had like up to less than 50 DMCA strikes on the entire platform
per year.
And that, per year, excuse me. And now it just flooded this year. They decided to start doing it from VODs from all the way back in 2008, you know?
I mean, what's with the ramp up in sudden DMCA complaints? What's with the record labels complaining about shit that's been up for years that is, I mean, hardly relevant anymore? Maybe a couple, I don't know. Maybe a couple of these videos go viral every once in a while, but we're talking years old videos of video game streams, you know?
And that's part of this problem is a lot of these streamers are kind of left without someone to blame. And I know that sounds like, oh, boo-hoo, but it makes it like, what do we do now? How do we continue doing this? Where do we go from here? Do you get mad at Twitch? Do you get mad at these execs from the music companies? Who do you get mad at? And honestly, I say we get mad at Amazon and Twitch for just kind of trying to skate under the radar for as much as for as long as possible until this blows up in their face. The reason why I say
the biggest issue is they didn't really do anything to prepare.
And they knew it. Like, even streamers knew this for a long time. Like, there were plenty of streamers that would like play music, just throw on their favorite Spotify playlist and play music, just because they're playing games like TFT and stuff that you don't need. You're not playing Arma or DayZ where you have to hear somebody coming up behind you. You're playing TFT. Of course, I'm just talking to chat and playing music. We're hanging out.
No.
So a lot of streamers did that. Some already knew that there was nothing in place to protect them on Twitch, so they were a little more careful about it, and they wouldn't go out and directly play music from Spotify or YouTube or whatever. They would just play their games and play the music from that game, thinking they were safe that way, because, I mean, that music is licensed, right? Well, wrong. It's licensed to the game. It's not licensed for broadcasting. You can't actually broadcast that music still. And that's what they're doing. And they're saving it to a video and making money off of that video playing this music. So Twitch just seems seemingly so cold about this. Yeah, they've sent out some stuff like, hey, we hear you guys and we're listening and we're here to help you out. But they're not really offering anything other than they put out some videos. They sent an email to everybody with some videos that told you how to protect your stream from copyright. And a lot of that is don't play music, and hopefully the games you're playing don't have copyrighted music. You know, and some games like Good Guy CD Projekt Red they're coming out with Cyberpunk. They're going to have DMCA safe play for streamers that includes DMCA safe music, so there won't be any strikes for the massive amount of streamers playing that, which is great. But Twitch themselves are just offering not a whole lot in any of this, and it's sad. It's really sad to see.
Yeah, just kind of, I mean, letting their streamers hang out in the wind.
Yep, that's exactly it. They can offer all the fucking heartfelt platitudes they want, but until they actually start implementing systems and tools to help these people realize that this specific video needs to be taken down or whatever, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, and building for the future instead of just being like, well, it is how it is. I guess we're all getting striked now, and we're just going to continue doing what we're doing the same way, but now you can't play music is a bad way to go about it still. Talk to the right people. Get the right doors open so your partners can continue to make money and continue to make you money. Twitch makes a fuck ton of money. Streamers make a fuck ton of money. for Amazon. Do you know how many streamers are on Twitch at any given moment of any given day? Millions. Not viewers, streamers. It's crazy how many people stream these days. And we're going to continue to stream as time goes on. This is a massive desire for kids to get into this, for adults to get into it. Fuck, I want to sit here and stream my shit, but I've got too much other shit to do to be able to dump that much time into it. If you got the time, people want to stream, whether it's YouTube, Facebook, Twitch. Twitch used to be the big one to go to. And with stuff like this happening, I can see them starting to slow down. YouTube streamers are taking off because they have very specific guidelines, because YouTube has been under the crosshairs for DMCA shit since YouTube was starting out, you know?
Right.
So I was trying to look up people getting banned from YouTube for DMCA stuff, and it doesn't happen because they are strict about their guidelines on that. Facebook obviously goes out and they went through the right avenues, maybe a little too late because they are already streaming when they did this, but you know, they went out and did it. Twitch is not doing that yet, and that's really, I don't know. They're kind of fucking up, and they're fucking over their streamers, and I don't know. Another weird thing they were doing is their ads. I don't know if you guys saw some of this. This is kind of off this topic a little bit, but if you're running an ad blocker and you went to watch your streams, they would run like in-video ads that were being taken care of by ad blocker, but then they detected if you had an ad blocker and they were just running like 6 ads in a row. If you had an ad blocker, if you didn't, it would just give you like 1 or 2. But if you had an ad blocker, you're getting like ads every 10 minutes. And it was fucking stupid. It's like,
dickheads.
They're being dicks. Twitch are being dicks. I don't know. It makes me sad. I really like that platform, or I have for a long time. I think
it's pretty funny that this is all happening when Twitch was born out of Justin TV. Do you guys remember Justin TV?
I do remember Justin, yeah.
Considering that was how I pirated like every pay-per-view sports event for like 3 or 4 years.
Justin TV was great for that stuff because they did skate under the radar for a very long time.
You just hop over there and people would be streaming. They'd just be like a fucking webcam pointed at their TV.
Because there was no rules on Justin. That's why video game streaming became a thing, because nobody was told what to do on Justin TV. You just did whatever you wanted to with your computer.
Yep.
Like, I'm pretty sure Lyric started on Justin TV and he didn't even have a cam. You know, that's how he played. And he still plays to this day. He doesn't have a face cam. And if you're a streamer these days, that's really weird. But back then, it didn't fucking matter. You pointed your camera at whatever you want. You had a foot cam for your as you watched, like, Jurassic Park.
Don't king shame.
I'm not. I'm just saying that was Justin TV. They had some wild shit going on. And dude, Twitch has become a lot more broad in what they can stream, but it's becoming a toxic hellhole. And I don't know. It's sad to see it happen, but it is Amazon, you know. As much as I use their system, that they are the big bad guys a lot of the time.
Yeah, I kind of hate that I have multiple Echoes in my house, but also it's so damn convenient.
You're both part of the problem.
I know.
I am.
You think I don't know that?
I know that. I get on Twitch every fucking day. Like, I sit here and I watch Twitch videos, Twitch streamers all the time. Like, not even getting on my Twitch Prime and ordering things 3 times a week. I'm a major part of the problem.
Yeah. I have like 3 Amazon tabs open right now.
All right. So back to some of this DMCA stuff, because this is one article that I know David was starting to read as like right before we were starting the show, was the most recent event that happened in Fortnite is this Nexus War. So if you've been playing this recent season of Fortnite, it's their 4th season. It was pretty heavily Marvel themed. There was a lot of stuff going on Marvel. So in this Nexus War event, at the very end of it, people were given the opportunity to take the battle bus. They were able to fly the battle bus, this iconic thing in this game that drops everybody out. You know, most battle royales has the big AC that drops everybody, and this is a big balloon with a blue bus. You fly that battle bus straight into Galactus, and that's like your finale. But I guess this event is riddled with a lot of music or sounds or whatever that will get you banned from Twitch. So
banned.
Twitch has said to all of their affiliates and partners, if you streamed this and you have VODs of this, get rid of them right now or you will be banned. And that's, at least they're giving them some warning, but then they're just whipping out that ban hammer and it's like whack-a-mole out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to cause this giant rift. Everything's going to change, and it'll be interesting to see what it all looks like when the dust settles.
Yeah, it's going to be really weird because, like I said, streaming is something that's been taking off for a long time, and it's not going anywhere. This is content that people gobble up. Look at what TikTok has done to... that's basically like a short streaming service. You know, you send out your short little stream of VODs to the TikToks to people, and it's changed everything. Fuck, even Twitter now has those little story things. Instagram, Twitter, there are all these little short clips that you can send out VODs and strips and tweets and all this shit. This is what people want. This is the content people gobble up. Is real life face-to-face contact with somebody else streaming their shit, doing stupid shit, doing cool shit, playing video games. Streaming is the thing to do and the thing to watch. People love it. I fucking love it. It's entertaining.
For some, that is true.
I'm watching the Galactus clip right now.
Are you? I just can't. I'm not a huge fan of streaming. I'll watch some every now and then, but just not as often as you guys.
Iron Man just flew in and gave this chick with horns a jetpack.
Dope.
After she got like bitch slapped by Galactus. I don't know how she survived that. But no, you're right. I mean, this is what people watch now. That's what media's evolving thing, and that's what it's become.
Yeah, and it's not even just video games. I could get on Twitch right now and go to the just chatting section, and that is the most, right here. 295,000 viewers watching just chatting right this minute. Because that means you could be doing like anything. You're doing ASMR or whatever. And people like just watching.
Did you just go in there and jerk off like that?
Other people. I could go in any one of these and jerk off right this minute. I could even get in chat and tell them I'm jerking off to them. I'll get banned from their chat, but I could tell them. I could tell this guy right here.
I'm going to ban you.
Are you doing it? I hope you're doing it. I don't see you typing.
Ban him, Spencer. Get him out of here.
But yeah, I mean, I'm a big Twitch fan, and it sucks seeing a lot of my favorite streamers disheartened by streaming, disheartened by their platform, really uncertain of their futures. Luckily, a lot of these guys that I watch have made a lot of money, but you know, a lot of them I watch don't. This is still their day job. You know, they're scrounging to be that big guy, and they're not making a fuck ton of money. They're just getting by on streaming. This next generation is struggling to keep up with these jobs that they're creating, you know?
But like, and that's the whole thing, right? Like, on its face, I understand it. I understand that a streamer shouldn't be making money off someone else's copyrighted work without cutting them in, right? I get that. But at the same time, I guarantee you that a lot of these situations, the actual artists who created this stuff aren't going to see anything anyway.
Pennies on the
dollar.
It's
like the whole Chappelle Show thing where he got his show pulled from Netflix because he wasn't getting a penny from these new streaming deals for his shows.
Yeah, good guy Netflix, who does pay him, who he does work for. Netflix is a joke, does great stuff for their comedians. Came in and he told them, I feel bad about this. You guys put my show on here. I don't get money for that. And they said, you know what? Then it's gone. And that's awesome of Netflix. Good for them.
Very commendable.
But you're right. This is a very close correlation to that, where these artists are probably also making pennies on the dollar. And it's the big bad corporations that are taking all that money. Right. They're the ones starting the lawsuits. No, I don't think unless it's like Lars Ulrich, I don't think there's any of these fucking artists out there that are like, hey, fuck you for using my song in this. Fuck, Travis Scott just had a concert in Fortnite. Like, a lot of these music people, that was crazy. This guy makes a fuck ton of money doing some wild shit, and good for him. That was a cool idea during a pandemic where he can't have a concert. He had himself digitally edited into Fortnite and did a bunch of music for it. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome. But like I said, I don't know.
The artists going after these streamers.
Right, exactly. I'm sure the artists wouldn't mind, but again, they should be getting paid if their work's being used. But at the same time, it's the record labels who are going to get paid far more than the artist who actually created that content in the first place. I don't know. Everything seems fucked. Fuck it all.
And that's why we need the companies to go through and get the laws changed or do something about it, rather than sit on their hands and wait for the lawsuits to roll in and then go, well, our hands are tied, guys. We can't do anything.
I have a much better idea, and it's going to be a completely foolproof solution to this entire problem. Somebody develop an AI algorithm that detects copyright written music and warps it into like kazoo or recorder versions of the music, just like really something goofy in the background and like, you know, playing in the background, so it's like super subtle sometimes, just like as they're playing the video game, you're like super hilarious in the background versions of these songs.
Dope.
Done. It's all
done.
All right, we're good.
Didn't figure it out. Well, we should have just had him keep going from the top when you asked him his thoughts. We cut him off too many times.
Cut him off too many times.
And now we've wasted half an hour.
We took the whole half hour, and I'll call the show because that's it. We're done. We solved the DMCA strike crisis on just Twitch.
Edit everything else out other than David solving the crisis.
Thanks, David.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to compile a list of songs that you can play the recorder to. And start recording.
No, I don't have any sort of talent when it comes to software programming or
I think I have an ocarina
recorder even, but I came up with the idea, so get to work, other people who are more talented than me. I'm the idea man, but so I get like 95%, and then it's gonna be a lot of money, so that other 5% for everybody is gonna be
I don't know, man.
What if we just had like a cappella versions of all the songs?
Pretty sure you still need some kind of license for that.
Penny whistle?
Nah.
No, we can like make an argument that it's
some sort of loophole. There's no actual music being played. Isn't there a guy on YouTube that makes music out of ridiculous items? I'm pretty sure I saw a video of him playing an entire song playing on a brick with bricks. He just takes different tones of like smashing different things and turns it into a song. Let's just do that. That's a good idea.
All right. Whatever is hilarious and like a parody version of the song.
I hear a lot of ideas coming from me and David, and a whole lot of bitching coming from you over there, Spencer. Yeah. What's your idea?
You're just a negative Nancy.
My cynicism has destroyed any creativity I've had.
You're just a downer, Dorothy.
Fuck music. Let's just take all music away, and that'll solve it all. There's no more.
I never liked music anyway.
All right. Well, I think that's it. Solved. Good job.
Well, it took, wouldn't it be such a downer if you guys stopped coming up with bad ideas?
I think
whatever
you
good
just
ideas.
Need to revise ideas. What you think is a bad idea, because these are great ideas that I'm hearing.
Okay.
It's not actually
running out of room on the fridge to put with all of David's ideas. I don't have room to put yours up there too, Keith.
But I like the fridge. I want my stuff on there. I see all David's stuff on the fridge, and I get real sad that my stuff's not up there.
I mean, do you really want your stuff next to David's stuff, though?
No, I want to knock his shit down. Like, down to the, you know where the drawer freezer is? That's where I want all of his shit, and I get the fridge.
It's going to get all soggy.
The drawer freezer.
Juice down there.
Yeah, no, his goes on the side of the fridge that's up against the wall.
Yeah, that sounds good. With, like, the letters that you never use. The magnet letters. Like D-A-V-I-D. All right, boys. Well, good job solving this. No thanks to Spencer, who's just grumpy. Nothing.
I got nothing. You're right. Like, I don't know what to say because you're right.
Yes. All right. Well, follow us on the Twitters. Go to our website, 3guys1up.com. What's up now? Why are you giving me the hands?
Hey, man. What news? The news segment? Am I so grumpy that I just lose my whole segment?
Yeah. Oh, I thought I fired you last week. Yeah, let's do it. I'll rehire you for this week.
I just opened up a can of soda, so you have to edit that noise out. That's what you get. There's not a whole lot of news. I don't know why I was so adamant about it. It's
like, what's my news? So there's no news. No news this week.
No news. Super Nintendo World at Universal Studios Tokyo or Japan or whatever. Is opening in February, and they've posted a bunch of pictures, and it looks amazing. I think everybody needs to go and check this out, because I want to go to Japan in the middle of a pandemic. I will fly internationally during a pandemic just to ride this Mario Kart roller coaster.
That sounds pretty awesome. You should put a link in Discord.
I will do that.
If the U.S. gets any worse, they're just going to start shooting outward bound planes down.
So check out the link in our Discord if you want to see some of these sweet ass pictures. All the words are in Japanese, so don't plan on reading them unless you're a friggin' weeb.
Or Japanese? Like,
yeah, like the original weebs.
Oh, okay.
Keith.
My bad.
It was a holiday weekend. Not a lot happened. We did get some info on some new Game Pass games. So Control is coming on December 3rd to console. And Doom Eternal is coming to PC Game Pass, which is pretty cool.
Cool.
I want to piggyback on this news story and talk about, since we're talking about an expanded Xbox library.
Xbox, did you just say library?
Library.
Okay.
Xbox can apparently play select PlayStation 2 games with very little effort on the user's part. Did you read this one, Spencer?
I saw a little bit of something about that, but I didn't delve too much into it. What exactly do you have to do?
Okay, this is an article from IGN. According to YouTuber Modern Vintage Gamer, a loophole in the Series X and S's developer mode lets users boot a variety of emulators, including ones that support PS2, Dreamcast, GameCube, and Wii games. Modern Vintage Gamer, who ran his tests on an Xbox Series S, proceeded to demo a variety of older games running off the RetroArch emulator, including God of War, Metal Gear Solid 2, Silent Hill 2, and more.
Dope.
Goddamn.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. What was the joke that the Series X is more backwards compatible with PlayStation games than the PlayStation 5?
Yeah, because PlayStation 5 is only running PlayStation 4 games and select PlayStation 3 games. Yep. But anyway,
that's fun. Let's talk about that more next week.
Thanks for interrupting me, David.
Piggybacking.
But you're heavy.
That's it. It's new Super Hot also coming to Game Pass, the Super Hot Mind Control Delete, and Gang Beasts also coming to Game Pass. Pretty cool games. Check those out.
Nice. Gang Beasts is great.
Yeah, I've been wanting to pick that up and try it. It looks pretty cool. It's in my Steam wish list, but now I'll just get it on console.
Oh, is it only on console, on Game Pass?
That's what it says here, but it might already be on PC. I don't know.
I'm going to check because we should play that together. That'd be fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Not you, David.
That's it. No more news. Nothing else happened. Probably literally because it was Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, follow us on Twitter. Check out our website, 3guys1up.com. Come join our Discord. Check out these cool things that Spencer just put up. Check out all the other cool stuff that we post. I don't know, comment on it or say something or something like that. Be cool.
Say hi. Tell us how you're feeling lately.
My grumpiness is apparently crossing over to that. I don't want to hear about your life.
I don't care how you feel.
All right. And we'll catch you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.